on Triple J right now. Hello to Kim, hello to Luke from Dead Letter Circus. How you doing?
Hey, Lindsay.
Hello.
How are you guys? How are you guys? It's been a while. I think the last time we chatted was before a tour.
So yep.
So it's exactly the same kind of scenario now.
It is.
I guess we're kind of just before a tour again.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that now because someone just sent us a text going, when is Dead Letter playing gigs next in Australia? Soon, and we'll get to it. How about we just leave it there for...
That was a very sad tone. Was it a very sad tone to that MMS or... SMS, I should say.
Well, it's hard to tell tone in text messages. There's a gap between the word Australia and then the question mark. So it's like they've said, when is Dead Letter playing gigs next in Australia? So it sounds a bit sad. Could be.
As long as that awkward face wasn't on the end.
No, there's no awkward faces. I'll tell you what, though. You guys, we will find out about that in a soon. You guys have made us wait. Apparently last week you guys were supposed to give us this song and we get to play it. But you had a bit of a rethink.
Yeah, just at the last moment, we just decided we want to remix the whole album, and so we basically ruined a few intercontinental relationships with some people in America to make it happen, but this morning, it all came in, so...
That's exciting. So it is fresh off the press, the brand new Dead Letter Circus song.
It literally is steaming hot.
Wow. Now, you released Wake Up, which is the song we just played there, last year. How does that fit into the whole thing?
That was just like a sort of in between, you know, we wanted to release a song to the fans just to, I don't know, because we hadn't done one for a while and it's not on the album. It was just a little in between moment in time that happened and
Okay. Well, there's been a few other changes since then, of course. Since last time we spoke, I remember Rob, your founding guitarist, he couldn't do a tour you were doing. And since then he has left.
Yes, we have a new guitar team in place.
I like how you call it a team, the guitar team.
Yeah. it's really good. That was, I guess, it's going to be responsible for the new sound in a way as well. We've kind of got a little bit heavier and rockier.
Definitely heavier,
It would have been quite a pivotal moment with Rob leaving because he was, a founding member. Wasn't it his guitar sound that kind of drew you guys toward him and the whole thing before you were even the band, Luke?
I wasn't in the band then. I think he was definitely one of the defining sounds of the band. So it was like, initially it was scary when he left, but I think, the guys that came in to replace him sort of tried to adopt his style and sort of grow from that. You know what I mean? So
well, as soon as we started actually rehearsing, we realized that the style of Dead Letter is a bit of a style. We don't really riff out. We kind of strum furiously and lots of delay, and it kind of works. And it felt pretty kind of seamless once we got going. Just the first month we're kind of, a little bit shell-shocked. But we went straight into a tour in America. So Vinny, the guitarist who came in, actually really, his baptism was very fiery. His first show was at South by Southwest, which can be a very awkward show because you don't have a crowd there moshing out. You've got a bunch of people with clipboards going, hell.
And he had to do that first show, all that whole tour in the States without Tom, because Tom had forgotten misplaced his passport and couldn't make it to the States. So
the day before we left, we were leaving.
So you were a four piece?
Yeah.
And with that was his first show.
The team, there was no team.
No.
So it was we were looking at each other across the stage. And Clint was actually our tour manager before that. So.
Okay. So wait a second. Your tour manager comes in and takes the ostensibly the part of two people. When he first joins.
For his first tour, yeah.
I think
he's climbing up the ranks.
A baptism of fire, as far as they go, there is none like as strong as that.
Yeah.
I have Kim and I have Luke from Dead Letter Circus. I've got to tell you, there are a lot of excited people on the text line to hear your new tune.
Oh, that's great.
Lodestar, come at me. Get it done, Lindsay. Saw DLC at River Sessions. How was Mackay the other weekend?
Amazing.
Yeah, we got to party with our friends Carnival because we're really in the same spot at the same time with nothing to do the next day and was good.
And you both had new stuff to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give us a quick pricey review of Carnival's new stuff.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
That's good. It's really into it.
It's nice. Fresh, very fresh.
And did you play new stuff at the River Sessions?
No, we didn't. We didn't have time to rehearse.
We've literally been like finishing off this album frantically. We had no time to rehearse the new song, so
wow,
it was just an old set.
Well, we're going to play the new song very, very soon. One which no one has. Well, I want to say no one's heard before. A few people have heard before, including Siobhan, who says I was an extra in your film clip for Lodestar the other week.
Hey, awesome.
Hey, Siobhan.
So what was the video clip like? What was the, the filming like?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. And that was awesome. Very repetitive.
We basically found the most derelict warehouse that we could.
Okay. Yeah.
Dressed it up a little bit, got some cameras in there, got some extras, and just heaps of kerosene fires.
If any of those extras are listening, thanks so much for the 13-hour day of and the four years of your life you lost.
Were some of those extras riot police? I saw riot police were going to be there. So.
They were meant to be there.
They had to actually go and arrest someone, so we had to change the plan at the last moment. So
were they real riot police?
Yeah.
They were, yeah.
Yeah, they had to go.
Those guys are down to get in film clips, apparently.
Yeah.
That's good to know. And they weren't in the new Dead Letter Circus film clip because they got called away to an emergency. So if you are making a film clip now, you could be the first ones to do it.
Yeah, so make sure you've got backup costumes ready.
All right. So now, what you want to do, if you want to listen to this song, get yourself in the right mood, imagine a derelict abandoned warehouse, imagine kerosene, imagine dudes dressed up as riot police or real riot police, and you'll be in the right frame of mind for it. Shall we press play on Lodestar, dudes?
Let's do this, Lindsay.
All right, here it is on Triple J, the brand new Dead Letter Circus. It's called Lodestar. Let us know what you reckon. 0439 757 555. Here it is. On Triple J, brand new Dead Letter Circus. That's Lodestar in the studio, Kim and Luke. And should we just go through the text line a little bit?
Sure. Let's do this.
I hope no one had a car crash or anything.
Oh, well, there were people. As usual, people, I should always tell you, pull over to the side of the road when we premiere new songs on Triple J. epic, amazing, amazingness. Dead Letter Circus always give my ears the most pleasurable sound waves. Top job. F, yeah, DLC, greatest Aussie band ever, says Kyan Wodonga. We've got Reese from Wyoming. Holy Dead Letter Circus, this is awesome. Made my day, says Tristan in Warrnambool. Can't wait to see it live. Dead Letter can do no wrong, says Ella. Goosebumps, says Steve. Frothuccino, says Ross.
Frothuccino.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Best DLC song since their last song, says Anwar. Too long between drinks, between songs. Oh. Loving it already, says Brent. Shit hot, mate. And Mark at Oatley reckons this is what should be played by AFL teams before they run out. Effing awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. And a lot more coming in as well on 0439 757 555. Now, it's called Lodestar. Is that, you're talking about the Northern Star, or are you talking about the Call of Duty episode, the video game?
Yeah, just like, you know, like any kind of star using celestial navigation. It's actually about a couple of close friends of mine, but we won't dive deep into that. But
it's basically just like a guiding light, isn't it?
Yeah. Kim?
Yeah.
You would say that?
Yeah,
a guiding light.
Nice. And do you do celestial navigation? You seem to know about that answer very quickly.
No.
I had to explain to the band quite in detail why it was called that, so that's the only reason I was... I've had to back myself up a few times.
I've never had to I've always had an iPhone handy, so I've never had to navigate off the stars, so to speak, as in the olden days. But
it's coming back, man.
Good. You reckon it's coming back? Well, maybe if, you know, when you know, all the world sort of phone lines and stuff go down, you'll have to go straight back to using Lodestars and stuff to navigate.
Yeah.
It's pretty reliable. It never crashes. I'm pretty sure the old
That's true.
All star system.
What if it's cloudy?
Yeah, smog's
a
problem.
Oh, if it's cloudy, you're screwed, yeah.
Courtney's on the line from Wollongong. Courtney, say good day to Kim and Luke.
Hi, guys.
Oh, you're really loud. Hi. Yeah.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I'm kind of super excited right now.
Oh, good. What do you think of the new song?
I absolutely love it. I was in the car with my mom, my brother, and I remember seeing Dead Letter Circus on Big Day Out, and I fell in love with Paige when you first guys came out, and oh, my God, that was just an incredible song. I can't wait to go home and download it.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, you mean pay for it, download it?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, now, Courtney, you're from Wollongong.
Yeah.
What are you doing on the 6th of September? It's a Friday,
I'm
right?
not sure. I go to uni in Newcastle, but I'm sure I wouldn't be doing much unless I have Fridays off.
You know what? If you on the 6th of September, if you're in Wollongong, head to Waves. However, if you're staying the night in Newcastle on the 7th of September, go to the Cambridge and you can see Dead Letter Circus.
Oh my God! Yeah, totally putting in the diary. Hey, awesome.
Well, there you go.
You should totes come.
Totes.
I should. Yeah, I will. Totes will come.
And get your mum. Did your mum enjoy the song as well?
Yeah, my mom and my dad will come.
Intergenerational, excellent.
Thanks, Mum.
Hi, Mum.
Good on you, Courtney. Hey, have a good one, Courtney. Say good day to your parents.
So
bye, Courtney.
Bye.
On Triple J, that's San Cisco. if you want them to play at your school, then you should enter Triple J's Unearthed High. And you could that could happen. That could be that's part of the prize. Dead Letter Circus in the studio. Did you guys play music at school?
Yeah, yeah. My first band, I was 15, I think. And I played in a band with Vinny, who's now the guitar player for Dead Letter Circus.
Is this Melodicy?
This no, this is this, this is pre Melodicy days. That band was actually called Elysium.
Oh, it's almost as good as Melodicy. You've got similar sort of run and syllables and stuff.
Yeah. Love the syllables.
Yeah, in fact, Tim and Brizzy just sent us a text. Saw you guys supporting Liquor and Vinny and Melodicy at the Living Room back in 07 or something. So glad you guys seen the recognition. Oh,
there's a beautiful story about that because we were one of the up-and-coming bands and they put us on the show and asked us to be on it. And then they asked Dead Letter. And then at the end, I went, oh, dude, you're going to pay us or something? And he goes, man, that one's for love.
That was for love.
And so then fast forward to we stole Liquor out of the band a couple of years later.
And now you've stolen Vinny.
So the joke was that I was the actual payment for the gig.
We pay in flesh, in drummer flesh, and now guitarist flesh.
That's awesome. Well, so basically Melodicy was like the DLC Junkyard, as it turns out now. I've got two members.
Well, that means that you can, if anything, you know, God forbid, happens to anyone else, you can just sort of, more members can be made, or maybe if someone hurts...
There's two more members still to go.
Yeah.
If anyone hurts their hand or their finger or something, just lop it off, put it on, it should be fine. Anyway, let's not talk about that, because that's really morbid and horrible, and there's heaps more exciting things to talk about, including the Catalyst Fire Tour, which I'm going to tell you about right now. Mm-hmm. Kicks off on the 29th of August, HQ in Adelaide. Heading around to Geelong and to Melbourne. You got Canberra shows, you got shows at Metro in Sydney, as we said, Wollongong and Newcastle, playing in Caloundra, in Toowoomba, playing in Brisbane on the 14th of September, and then heading over to Western Australia for Bunbury, the beautiful Prince of Wales, and the Metro in Frio.
Funbury.
Nice. So now all of those dates are up on the Triple J Music News page now. In fact, they've been up there for a little while, so if you were quick, you would have got there before we got to them. Playing with Closure in Moscow and Sleep Parade for most of those shows. And that is excellent. You'll be hearing brand new music because your album comes out on like the 10th of August or something, doesn't
9th.
It? 9th of August.
Yeah.
Whoa. Very exciting. Now, if we can't wait that long, if we cannot wait to hear new music, we've already got one song, which I'm sure, Triple J, you'll be able to hear right here, Lodestar. What if we want more little grabs and things from the album? What can we do?
Well, funny you mention that. That was an awesome lead-in.
Thank you.
We actually developed a Facebook app for this time around, so we like to do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff with the band, so... If you go to the DLC Facebook page, there's a thing called the Inner Circle where every day from yesterday until the album drops, we're going to do a new piece of content, whether it be a ridiculous skit video, a very serious How Liquor Played the Drums video, and all that kind of stuff. Something new every day that we still haven't really got all the content for yet, but we'll be doing it from now.
I saw a bass video up a little while ago of Stewie playing.
That was like an April Fool's Day prank, yeah?
Yeah, yes, exactly. So it's not that sort of stuff. And maybe more Christmas cards like you released in December, that very humorous electronic card.
Yeah, that was...
That kind of stuff, was that what we're talking about? Or slightly more meaty things?
Maybe a slightly higher grade of quality, but definitely the same... No, probably exactly the same as that.
Good.
Yeah. We've actually been shooting a short film. It's actually kind of based in reality and kind of based in fiction about how the band actually came together to pull this album off. So it's quite funny at the moment. Think it's funny anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's one of those Facebook app things that you click on and.
They have access to all of your details and they start sending little messages to your friends and stealing your photographs and your information and giving them to, giant corporations, that kind of thing.
We grilled the little nerd that made it, so apparently none of that stuff is actually going to happen.
It would be weird if you guys did that.
We had him by the neck going, is that true? Because we always want to know.
Dead Letter Circus is actually just a big data collection agency.
Yeah.
It's like a dead letter office, you know, where they keep all the information.
Welcome to Vodafone.
This is Prism. Right now, this is what it is. No wonder Snowden's hiding in Moscow. You guys are here in Australia. Oh, this is ridiculous. Hey, Kim, Luke, thank you very much for dropping in. The text line is going crazy about your new tune. I'm sure we'll hear it again on Triple J. I'm sure you could request it. Leave us on after six.
What, do we have to request it?
No, you guys don't have to. Yeah. You're fine. You guys recorded it. That's enough. we'll talk to you soon. Have a ball on the... And all the tour dates are up on the Triple J Music News, and we'll see you guys soon.
Thanks, Lindsay. Love you.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.